East Sac County School Spotlight today, I have a couple of guests. Rachel Zender is one, Carrie Eichhorn another, promoting Dress for Less since the East Sac County prom just a couple of weeks away. It'd be a really good time to visit with you two ladies. Thank you both. And Carrie, let me start with you. Dress for Less is, what now, 4 years in the making here that you've been doing this?
Yeah, that's right.
And tell, for those who might not be aware, tell us what Dress for Less is.
Dress for Less is an opportunity for families to buy dresses at discounted prices. We have dresses that are consigned, and then we also have dresses that have been donated to us, and those are our free will dresses. And prices range anywhere from $5 all the way to $300, $350.
And we're talking prom dresses with the prom season upon us now. And Rachel, let me ask you, the thought process behind Dress for Less, how did it get started? And obviously, it's been a smash hit so far if you've been going for 4+ years.
Well, Carrie and I are both high school teachers, and we would hear our students constantly talking about the expenses of prom. They'd have the dress, the hair, the makeup, the nails, the transportation. So we just wanted to make it so that all of our students would be able to afford prom, and we thought that we could help in the factor of the dresses. So we just sell those dresses at half of what their original prices would be, at the most half, and it's been a great success.
Oh, I can believe that. Carrie, I bet you guys get a lot of positive feedback from the moms and dads out there.
Yeah, we do. You know, when we first started, we got the word out to the area schools, we were successful our first year. I think we wanted to sell one dress, and we sold like 20. And each year we keep getting larger and larger, and we do. The schools in the area have been so supportive and have gotten information out to their gals and their parents.
Right.
And without them, we wouldn't still be doing it.
So, Rachel, I was thinking, as Carrie just mentioned, this isn't just East Sac County. Kind of surrounding communities are also taking advantage, huh?
Right. Yep. We send all of our news to all of the Northwest Iowa high schools, and the secretaries just push out the information for us. And really, the majority of our shoppers are not our own students, and neither are the majority of the people who want to bring in their dresses to consign. It really is all of the whole corner of Northwest Iowa.
Now, ladies, is there a Facebook page? How are you getting the word out to potential, you know, someone to make a donation and then potential customers?
Yeah, we... a lot of our parents or gals will contact us at the high school. They can contact us through our school email address. We also have our Facebook page that is Dress for Less ESC Raiders, and they can go onto that Facebook page anytime. We do have all the pictures, prices, and sizes of the dresses listed there.
Well, that's nice.
And they can also contact us through Messenger or through the Facebook page.
You guys are making it easy. This just sounds like a terrific thing. I think it's going to last for a while longer, too, many, many years ahead. Carrie, you were saying as well that, you know, sometimes it could be a last-minute thing, and in this case, you have an appointment here coming up soon for a gal that's going to be trying on a dress.
Yeah, absolutely. We have a lot of gals who can't make it to our January sale, so they'll make private appointments with us. And, yeah, we have a mom who contacted us who said, help, we just got asked to prom. So we're trying to make arrangements to get them here. Last year we sold a dress to a gal the week of prom. So as long as we can make an appointment work, Rachel and I are available most evenings and most weekends. One of us is usually around. So it's just simple working out of time.
Okay, lastly, you told me off air before we got things rolling here, and you alluded to what happened a few months ago in January. Like in the fall, you have something? Is it donations? And then you have a special couple of days in January? Tell me more about that.
So in the fall, we will send out news to have a collection day where people can either bring in their dresses to donate or they can try to consign them. And then we just keep collecting dresses all the way up until the sale date. In the last couple years, we've done a 2-day sale in January, which we've discussed expanding also, maybe 2 weekends of 2-day sales just to reach a larger crowd. But yep, we have one at the end of January, a Friday evening and then a Saturday morning, and girls can come in, try on the dresses. We use our classrooms as dressing rooms, our gym to hold the dresses, and to try to make it feel like it's an actual shopping experience, not just coming to a school to get a dress.
Right. Well, I think it's awesome. Rachel Zender, Carrie Eichhorn, thanks a lot for sharing about Dress for Less. And again, check them out on Facebook. Ladies, have a great day and a good weekend. Happy Easter.
Thank you. Thank you.
East Sac Spotlight brought to you every other week by the Loring Hospital right here on Mix 101.7.